The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Body positivity is for burn victims and amputees, not for lazy, overweight snowflakes with no drive or self-respect.
Ooh, sorry, but Thin White Gym Bros didn't come up with and don't get to redefine body positivity.
Go fuck yourself.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat-tivism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat-phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me!
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Swole Normoth.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 29, Hundo, and 12 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swole cast, beard cast, broad cast, gang cast, man cast, pimp cast, sleaze cast, and sleigh cast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustlers, and your hoes? It's your boy, Papa Swolio, back with another episode. And today's episode of the Beast Cast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everson K2 flexing on all you beasts.
It's the fucking Catalina wine.
All right, fam, welcome to the show. 2912, hit the thumbs up button. Thanks for watching on Rumble and, of course, listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you like to bang your ear holes. Friday, April the 26th. And, man, we are already through April. We are heading right into May. Absolutely massive May. Looking forward to massive May. Who's with me? Getting swole for summer. Summer swole is upon us. And we are fresh off an awesome roundtable last night. Little gorillas for everyone that was there last night. SwoleNormousX.com. We had a great call from 6, and it's to 8 p.m., but last night we actually went a little bit deeper. We were a little bit long last night. Went until about 8:30, and it was a great conversation. I appreciate everyone that was there. It was awesome. Great time. We have that replay available for members inside Swole TV. So check us out, SwoleNormousX.com. By the way, Summer Swole specials for memberships end this Sunday. So we're wrapping those Summer Swole specials for memberships this Sunday. So go check it out, SwoleNormousX.com. Okay, let's get into today's episode. We have an overtime segment at the end for members only. Do not miss out on that. Just another reason to join. But right after this, we're heading into the Daily Swole Telegram chat. We got a brand new Drive Mulgani. We got brand new Balls Deep. We do a brand new overtime segment every single Friday. Absolutely stoked for today. You do not want to miss it. It's going to be absolutely awesome. So be there for overtime. Now let's get into today's episode. Are you ready for an amazing beast cast? I think you are. Falcon. Put some respect on it. Yes, bitch. Cheers, Leo, you raging alcoholic. Hashtag FEF. Now, we got a bunch of people watching live, some new people. What is FEF? What does FEF mean? FEF is Fuck 'em Friday. FEF means Fuck 'em Friday, which means it is the day to remember that you should focus on pillar number one. Now, the seven pillars, of course, available over there at papasolio.com. We have community is pillar number one. Then we have training, nutrition, training, recovery, mobility, mindfulness, and consistency is on the right side of the screen. Community is your environment. It's the people and the things that you surround yourself with. And every single Friday, it is a reminder to do a little weekly cleaning, a little spring clean, a little swole cleaning. Make sure you go through your contacts, delete people that you haven't talked to, that you're not texting, that just don't really have any part in your life. You don't need that pizza place from when you ordered a pie in 2016. You know, you don't need these things in your phone. You don't need these things that you might have saved a long time ago and then kind of get passed over from cell phone to cell phone because it syncs with your Gmail, it syncs with your whatever it is, you know, and you have numbers that just have no place being in your contacts list. You could whittle that shit down to like 20 or 30 actual numbers that you need. So take out the trash, clean it out, unsubscribe from podcasts, from channels, from things that you don't watch or listen to. Don't add anything, but not the Daily Swole. Not the Daily Swole. You need that knowledge cock. Not this podcast, but other podcasts. All those other ones that aren't mancasts, that don't sling, you know, digital dick on all you beaches every single day. All those other ones, not this one. But anyway, make sure that you are cleaning up your community, cleaning up pillar number one. All right, let's get into that tip and we'll get into the first Swole Fam post. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right. And you guys, drop it in the comments down below. What are you doing to celebrate FEF? What are you doing to work on your community? Maybe it's just a little fine tuning. Maybe it's some major pruning, so to speak. Maybe you're cutting down big branches. Maybe you're chopping down a couple trees, or maybe you're just sweeping the walkway. What are you doing to celebrate FEF? Did Papa bust early? Of course I bust early. Fam, we always bust a nut. Okay, just to clarify, if you're new, we bust the nut to release the Swole car. We bust the nut first. Otherwise, it wouldn't last more than like, the show would be 3 to 5 minutes every day. So we bust the nut first, and then we get into the whole process. Then we're able to go balls deep. You know what I'm saying?
Emotional,
that's the only way. That's the only way this podcast would work. Come on now. All right, first Swole Fan post.
What's in the box?
We got one from Laura. Laura says in the discussion boards on SwarmSX, "Hi, I'm Laura and I'm 46 years old, a nurse in Texas, and I'm working towards a degree in health and wellness. My goal is to lose about 30 pounds of fat and build a physique similar to a fitness competitor. I don't want to compete. I couldn't go up on stage in a thong and a tan. I'd wear those 5-inch platforms. I'd wear those 5-inch platforms, though. Well, awesome. Aww. Welcome to the fam. And your goal is to have a top 1% physique. So understand what you're saying. You don't want to compete, but you want to have a physique similar to a fitness competitor. That's like me saying, I want to have a physique similar to a professional bodybuilder. So just keep in mind that those are very aspirational goals, which are fine. You just have to work your ass off. So you might not want to actually get up on stage and compete. I do bodybuilding. Of course, I do other types of training, but I work on building muscle and strength. But I have no desire to get up on stage. I have tried to consider it. I just don't have the desire to stand up, and I'm not going to be the biggest person. I just don't have any desire to be judged in that way and to win a competition. It just doesn't hold anything for me. I feel nothing, but I do respect and I like watching, and it's amazing what people can do with their bodies. But of course, if you're going to do any kind of competition at those levels, there is that fine line that you cross. It's not really that fine of a line. It's a very obvious line, but where you take it from something that is not recreational, but something that you enjoy doing, that you're passionate about, and that you maybe do to escape, but then you also going to have a lot of requirements. If you actually go to compete, for me, I didn't want to take the joy out of doing it. I didn't want to take the joy out of the experience. I don't want to make it a miserable thing. Like, oh, I have to go and do this, but I don't want to, but I have. No, I want this to integrate with my life. That's how I like to do it. But I understand your sentiments to not want to go up on stage in a thong and heels and diet down. I get it. All right, Carson. All right, opinion time, fam. Well, that's one thing that the Swole Fam has is opinions, right? I really attribute a lot of my progress to doing the same damn thing 90% of the time. That's eggs and sausage for breakfast. sausage. Ground beef for lunch and chicken for dinner. Damn it, it's been a year and worked just fine for me. But for the life of me, the past 2 weeks, I'm actually eating far less than I need because I'm finally tired of the best diet I've ever had. What do you guys do to spice things up? It's been a year and worked fine the past 2 weeks. That doesn't necessarily mean one thing or another. It could be other things. So there could be other factors with the past 2 weeks. What's your training like? What's your salt intake like? What's your electrolyte intake? What's your, you know, recovery? How are you doing with your training? What's that looking like? In terms of spicing things up, you said 90% of the time. That's 10% is a massive amount. Just so you, I know you're probably putting this number out there just conversationally, but 10% mixing, you know, I do the same thing 90% of the time. 10% variety is massive. That's more than enough variety if you're actually taking it from an analytical standpoint. In other words, you say the vast majority of the time you eat the same things. Use different spices, cook your eggs in different ways if that's what you want to do. Ground beef for lunch. You don't like, so for example, if I do, we eat meat all the time, and but we use different cuts of meat, different ways of making ground beef, different ways of making steak. So we'll cook ribeyes or skirt steak, and this, if we have leftovers, we could chop it up and put it with rice and bone broth and make it like a stew or like a slop and kind of like a mush, or make it like a soup, or I'll have it cold later the next day. You can have your eggs scrambled over easy. You can have them, you know, fried egg. You can do any, you know, any sort of combination with eggs that you're more than aware of. But ground beef, you can mix them up, just have it ground. You can make it like in chunks where you just kind of sear it on both sides and make it kind of cook it like a steak. You can make patties out of it, meatballs. You can do all sorts of things. I don't have all the information just from this one post, but it's not about getting tired of something. It's about making sure you're getting all the nutrients. So maybe what your body is telling you, maybe you're lacking in something. So maybe you're lacking, what are your carbs like? You said chicken for dinner. Personally, for me, chicken's not that satisfying, but maybe it's something with the amount of calories you're consuming. Objectively, I know you said you're eating far less. Well, maybe you should eat the amount that you need to regardless, make it more of a function and execution. And it could just be something that you're missing. I don't know what your carbs are like. It sounds like a great protocol, honestly. I mean, ground beef or steak for breakfast is great too. Steak for dinner. I'm just not a big chicken fan. We do it once in a while, but it's just not that satisfying for me. That's just me personally. But steak and eggs is great. So you say ground beef for lunch. Do you put an egg, mix an egg in with the ground beef? You can mix an egg yolk in. There's a lot of ways, a lot of variety. And also, Carson, just go into the kitchen. That's what Cerny just said. Cerny just said, go to the kitchen. There's lots of recipes. So again, in Swolenormous X, in the kitchen section, we have thousands. I don't even know how many recipes we have. I can't imagine. Just thousands of recipes. But the reason why we have all these recipes is not necessarily that I stand behind every single recipe. I've made them. I've tried them all myself. Absolutely not true. We add a lot of different things, much more variety than I would ever eat. But because some people have different tastes or protocols or things that they maybe want to experience, but also you can make a recipe and tweak it to your style. If it says put a little bit of pepper, you're like, oh, I don't like pepper. Then guess what? Make the recipe, but don't use pepper. It's not going to ruin it and make it this awful, nasty thing. You could always tweak things. Or, hey, I can do this, but I'm allergic. That really bothers me. So then take that out. Sometimes it might be a fundamental ingredient. It's like, okay, well, if you're looking, hey, I want to make a tomato sauce. Well, I can't stand tomatoes. Well, probably not the right recipe for you. So check out and, you know, try something else. There's a lot of great things you could do. Get some raw cheese in there. Again, you might not feel satisfied with your nutrition or bored because you're not eating certain nutrients. Maybe you're missing something and your body is saying, I'm hungry. I want something else. It could be just getting stale from that. I don't know if you're doing carnivore or this, that, and the other. All right. Let's get into some email responses. Good stuff, fam. If you have any desire to facilitate more Knowledge Cock, get in your inbox. Go to makeemailswolligan.com, type in your email. You don't have to be a member, and get the emails right in your inbox. Happy to provide that inspiration and slap across those titties. via email. So look forward to opening your email again. I won't spam you unless it's with sick fucking gains. I'll just bukkake your inbox. So here we go. Maybe I should spam. You're signing up for Swole Spam. Hey, you're getting spam anyway. Sign up for my email list and I will just blast you. Just 10 emails a day. Go to the fucking gym. Go to the fucking gym. Go to the fucking gym. Every day. Just go to the fucking gym. Every day, Debbie responds to this email. I'm tired of hearing people say this. That's the title of the email. Debbie says this weekend or the weekend, at least this weekend, means more work. We just get a diary from Debbie. She's like, hey, I'm working on the, we get it. We get you working on your yard. We get it. Got to help my husband jackhammer a hole in the concrete foundation so we can fix a toilet seat. This weekend, we'll just skip over that. The weekend is never an excuse. For us, they are just another day, usually full of work one way or another. That's what I wanted to get to. That's what I knew Debbie was saying. She gives us a little journal entry. I'm jackhammering a hole. Got it. Good stuff. Get your workout in. I know. Oh my God, but I'm jackhammering this. Get your workout in. Do it. Train first. Exercise first. Do a little something first. Do a little yoga first. Again, just doing physical work isn't you. It's not for you. It's not necessarily something that's lowering your cortisol and giving you more mobility. But I do understand. I do understand. But try to at least take 5 minutes, do a little mobility maybe before you do your work. That way you can decrease your risk of injury and make you feel better. And it's a little something for you first thing. Just a thought. Another Monday, Glenna responds and says, had a great recovery 5 mile run and walk. Sun was out and I felt great. There's no better feeling than moving your body and getting that sun even on a recovery day. Monday is a day to start off the week. It's not a day to make excuses. Keep executing, fam. Glenna, love it. Love it. Swole Sama, you wanted details? No, this is nothing to do with that. This is not an accountability. That was an accountability text. Completely different context. But if you are being physically active, again, if you have a busy job or you have a physical job, make sure you train first. That's the answer. Absolutely. All right. If you have a question, let's get into some knowledge cock, some more knowledge cock. Go to askpapasolio.com, call into the show, askpapasolio.com, and let's get into it. All right. Doozy. All right. AskPapaSolio.com. You're calling to the show. If you got a live question, hashtag AskPapaSolio, Roberto Costa Rica with the FEF hashtag. Hello, Roberto. How are we doing? Roberto Costa Rica. You guys are ridiculous. All right. Let's get into the first.
What's in the box?
Let's get into the first question. RosiePop17, best way to body recomp. I swear I'm doing everything right and seeing no progress in 5 months. Best way to body recomp. All right, let's take a moment, take a deep breath, and let's read through this and let's get through the psychology of this, right? Best way to body recomp. I swear I'm doing everything right and seeing no progress in 5 months. Well, guess what? You're not doing everything right at all. You swear. I don't care what you think you're doing. Rosie Pop, this is a text, right? This is just an Instagram question. I recommend you come. Why don't you call into the show, Rosie? I might not even answer this here because I don't have all the information. I could just rant about this a little bit. Call in. AskPapaSolio.com. Call in. You have a minute. Tell me what you're doing. What are you doing? What's your nutrition? What's your training like? I need more context because here's what's happening here. Body recomp? No, you need to build muscle. You swear you're doing everything right and seeing no progress. Well, you're definitely not. And what does that mean? No progress? How are you tracking your progress? Do you just feel like you're not making progress? How are you measuring your progress? Is it by weight? Is it by the way you fit in your clothes? Is it by strength, muscle? Like, what are you doing? So you're not doing it right. If you hit a plateau for 5 months, one, why are you doing the same thing? And plateaus are information, people. Plateaus are information. It tells you, hey, what you're doing, whatever it is, it might not just be the training, could be your sleep, could be your nutrition. The things that you're doing in your life are leading to this being kind of like, hey, you're not breaking through that strength plateau. You're not getting past this hump. Okay, so guess what? You have to change what you're doing. And what people do that's crazy is that they change everything. And then your body has to adapt and it goes through this whole shock phase for a few weeks. Like, what's going on? No, it's a slight tweak. But obviously what you're currently doing is no longer working. If you're doing the same shit for 5 months, you're absolutely not doing anything, not doing it right, and you're not making the adjustments. You shouldn't be plateauing for 5 months. You should be making those adjustments way sooner than that. You just wasted 5 months. Now you can get valuable information from that. Whatever you've been doing for the past 5 months has led you to no progress, but are you tracking that? Do you know exactly what you're doing? And if you don't, then you lost that information. That was valuable. So now you don't know. Maybe you'll end up doing that again by accident. How are you going to know if you're doing the thing that didn't get you results or not? So in other words, the best way to body focus on building muscle, do an elimination diet, lift heavy weights. You're a female as per your avatar. So really want to hear more details, but I know you said you swear you're doing everything right. Obviously not. And you don't have to get defensive about it. Not that you are, but like, I swear I'm doing everything right. Well, if you were, you wouldn't be asking me a question on my Instagram story about how you're not getting results. So you're not doing it right. And it's okay. You have to understand that you're not doing it right. You didn't choose the right path. You didn't make the adjustment, X, Y, Z, whatever it is. That's a huge part of knowing, okay, I need to change something. Imarasta, Papa Soli, what's the deal with your hatred of Costa Rica? I don't hate Costa Rica at all. I think it's beautiful. I've never been there, but I think it's great. A guy called, I guess he was in Costa Rica, and he was like, you're very nice, you're so pretty, like, you're so good looking, and like, it was just like some guy saying like, oh, I love your content, and really nice guy. A little too nice, perhaps. You know, he loves the knowledge cock. Let's put it that way. And so now it's kind of like an inside joke, like, hey, Costa Rica. So I just kind of troll it a little bit. Like, I'm never going there because someone there is waiting with a sign and like a pom-pom, like, hey, Papa Soli is in Costa Rica. Lacey says, just shy of show me your butthole nice. Well, I've been down that road. There's a Driving While Gaining about man buttholes. If you want to go down the archives of the Driving While Gainings, there's man butthole Driving While Gainings. That's, you guys remember that one, right? That's probably one of the best Driving While Gainings that's ever existed. Best, one of the best ones of all time. We should have a, you know what we should do, fam? We should do a top 10 DWG. We should have, who wants to do that? We might have to actually set up like some sort of event where we vote on the brackets, where we do like a number one seed, you know, a number one seed versus, and we should randomize and we should vote. Okay. We should pick random Driving While Gainings and then everyone, like I'll pick them out of a hat. Okay. This Driving While Gaining versus this one. And maybe we'll watch that. And then we will have like a major, and, oh, we could do that over like a series. In one overtime, we could watch both of them, which one wins. That one wins. And then the next week, and it's like a whole series of competition, like a whole Driving While Gaining bracket. Swolio Square. That's what I'm saying. The ones that you guys, we could just go up. We just pull ones that are off the top of your head. Because if you like it, you remember it. I think Unicorn Jizz is probably one of the best ones. Unicorn Jizz is just a load of horse cum, just a load of horse cum. Yeah. Yeah, instead of March Madness, it's Swole Madness. And Swole Madness will go for like the whole summer or something. Swolio Square is a tough one. That was a good one. That was a good one. Agreed. All right, more questions. Let's see. Nick, not a question, but I'm pulling the trigger on getting certified as a PT. Oh, good man. Good stuff, dude. You're never going to regret doing it. You just might regret not doing it. Pursue things you're interested in. And then if you're not interested anymore, then you can stop. It's good stuff. So just to clarify, I do not hate Costa Rica at all. It's just an inside joke. Because the call was like really like, he's like, I love you. All right. Let's see. Lavash Armo, Papa Soli, is that a barbell on the Save by the Dumbbell shirt? I don't know. Is it? Is it? It shouldn't be. I mean, it's a weight. I don't know if it matters that much. Maybe it's a big barbell. I mean, it could be a dumbbell. You know, it's like a, it kind of looks like a bending barbell, but it could just be one of those metal weights that bends. It looks good. Maybe we'll tweak the design a little bit. I get your point. Yeah, it's a weight. It's a weight. It looks good. I'm not super worried about it. If anything, hurry up and go get your Saved by the Dumbbell shirt, because maybe that version will no longer be printed. So now, thank you for bringing up a little nuanced thing that is going to drive me crazy. And then, you know, I'm just going to take the whole shirt down. I'm just going to take it down. No one gets a shirt. No one gets a Saved by the Barbell shirt. No one. You just ruined it for everyone.
Made me happy.
You hear that? Lavash just ruined it for everyone. No one gets a shirt. No one gets a shirt. No one. No one gets a shirt now. I'm shutting it down. You know what? PapaSwolio.com? You know what? Swole fam, no more 20%. You just ruined everyone's 20% off. No one. No one gets 20% off anymore now. I'm just, you know what? I'm doubling the prices. I'm doubling everything. I'm going to price it in yen just to confuse everyone. How about that? I don't want to play this game anymore. It's over. It's over. You know what? I'm ending the show. Let's end the show. All right. I'm taking my toys and going home. I'm going back. This sandbox sucks. See, now no one can talk. Now everyone's going to be like, excuse me, Lord. Beg your pardon, sir. But I noticed the design over here. To the gallows with you. And I'll just Stalin on everyone's asses. No. You looked at me weird. I don't like that comment. To the gallows. Just gulag every single person. That's what the corner is. The corner is a gulag. Roberta. No, I need your sweet voice. You're so handsome. Ay, papi. All right, let's get into some more questions. Rich Bosick. Papa Swolio, we'll call you Dick Bosick. Can I call you Dick? Yeah, I just did. Thanks for the question. What are the best foods to knock down cortisol levels? Are there foods that knock down cortisol levels, fam? Is that a thing? Are there certain foods that do that? I don't know if there's certain foods that do that. I mean, cortisol is elevated. You know, it's a stress response, a stress hormone. So remember, a hormone is a chemical messenger. It sends information. So if cortisol levels are elevated, you know, it'll raise blood sugar levels. It does all sorts of things that are detrimental to the body. It's very valuable. Cortisol is obviously necessary, but what we're talking about, you don't want to lower cortisol levels when you need them elevated. Understand? So fight or flight mechanism, you know, cortisol levels go through the shoot up, and then your body releases glucose and sugar into the bloodstream for energy. Heart rate goes up. You know, your body needs that. What you don't want is chronically elevated. You don't want to be relaxing, sedentary, parasympathetic, and cortisol is fucking amped up. So that's not good. So remember, these things are good in context, but you just don't want them chronically elevated. All right, let's see. Russ Madden, 83. Papa Swolio, should I be wearing a lifting belt for back squats, 100 kilograms, and deadlifts, 160 kilograms? So 100 kilogram deadlifts. Was that 220, 220 pounds, 160 kilograms? What's that, 350? Someone clarify, is that 350 or 365? Deadlifts, is that three plates and a 25? Someone confirm that. Should I be wearing a lifting belt for back squats? Yes and no. A lifting belt can help you increase thoracic pressure and intra-abdominal pressure. It's not required. It's all relative too. It's all relative. So if it's, let's say you're a maximum set to failure, maybe if that squat set is like six reps to failure, maybe that's a good idea for you, but I wouldn't use it. I wouldn't depend on a belt and things like that. The only application for me, in my opinion, in my experience and how I use a belt would be on occasion for maybe certain exercises to failure. I wouldn't be using a belt in other circumstances. So it's something that I use all the time. I use wraps all the time, wrist wraps, especially on, I wouldn't say only on a back day, but I use it whenever I'm doing a pulling movement where my grip strength might be the weakest link. And I'm a big proponent of grip strength, but you don't need to train your grip when you're doing a, when you're doing a pull down. You don't need to be training your grip. You could train your grip in other movements, and I recommend doing grip training just independently from training your back. If I'm trying to train my back, if I'm trying to train my lats, or I'm training my rhomboids and my middle and my traps and stuff like that, if I'm doing, let's say, you know, an elbows flared, you know, upper back row, what do I give a fuck about my grip strength? My grip strength is going to be the weakest link. It's going to negatively allow me to, it's going to be restrictive in how I load if I'm not using reps. So what I would say is if you want to increase your grip strength, do dead hangs, do things specifically, do farmer's carries. Like farmer's walk, if you're trying to train your traps and you're doing farmer's walks, like you can use wraps. It depends on how you want to train them. But if you're doing farmer's carries, it's going to be working everything else but really your grip. So you can do farmer's carries, but it defeats the purpose really of like the fundamental aspect of it. But if you have like great grip strength, you really want to just like, you know, rock on your traps a little bit more. Maybe at the end you do one more extra set because your grip strength is fatigued from doing your other farmer's carries. And maybe you just kind of dig into those other muscles a little bit more by using wraps in the last set. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. So there are some people out there that are like, never use wraps. It's all integrated. It's all this. Well, fine. You're just not going to build as much muscle as you could because of your, the inability of your, the weakest link being your grip. So I use wrist wraps. When it comes to knee sleeves and elbow sleeves, I have them. I have used the knee sleeves before, but I just don't know. I don't know if it's necessarily, I've tried it. I'm kind of out to lunch on it. Yes, it allows you to lift more. Yes, it gives you more stability in the knees, of course, because it mimics the joint, but I'm not sure if it's a good idea, at least maybe not on a regular basis, maybe once in a while, or if you have an injury or you're kind of like trying to add a little more security, maybe you have a little tendonitis or something like that. I just don't know if it's ideal for muscle building. It might be better for your body to be subjected to lower the weight and allow your body to be subjected to, you know, the tendons and the ligaments to be the sole receivers of, and the muscle tissue, the connective tissue to be the sole receivers of that stress. So yeah, that's what I found a little bit too, Lacey. Lacey says it's more mental for me with knee sleeves. I agree with that too. But here's the thing, the mental, because I agree with that. When I wear knee sleeves on, let's say I was doing a pendulum squat or hack squat or leg press with really heavy with knee sleeves, psychologically you feel more secure. You can go harder. But at the same time, you might be going harder than you could without the knee sleeves. But it's kind of relative. So for example, let's say leg press. This is going to be light, doesn't matter. Let's say leg press or squat, whatever it is. Let's just say leg press, 500 pounds without knee sleeves. Okay. But you feel a little bit unstable. Sure, you have to increase that stability and whatever it is psychologically. Let's say with knee sleeves, you can lift a little heavier. Let's say it's 600. But the knee sleeves are responsible for that extra 100. But if the knee sleeves are responsible for that extra 100, you have a little more confidence, you feel more secure. Even, you know, you're still getting that quote 500 pounds. Let's say that 100 was literally all knee sleeves. So the weight is relative. You're still getting the stress on the muscle. So it could just be you're lifting a little bit more weight, which might lead people to say, well, you're putting your body under a load with the risk of extra weight that wouldn't be required if you didn't use the wraps. But I think it's a tool like anything else. I think if you use it in context, it could be a great tool. So elbow, let's say you're training, and look, here's the reality of the situation. Lacey, whenever I talk to Lacey, she's a strongman competitor. So if you're lifting either, let's say for me, bodybuilding, lifting heavy, I have a protocol. I'm training hard. I'm going to war every day, you know, relatively speaking in terms of, I'm not lifting heavy every day, but you get the point. Like you're going and you're subjecting yourself. And I've been lifting for over 20 years. So you're going to have shit that gets tweaked, that gets worn, that has a little inflammation. You're just going to. Otherwise, in my opinion, if you're not kind of crossing that line, you're not training hard enough. Now you could just be doing stupid stuff, but if you're training hard, even if you're doing everything quote unquote perfect, sometimes shit just kind of gets a little achy. So I have like my elbow now and again. So I'm doing less volume. I'm focusing on certain movements. I'm making sure, even though I have a couple machines I really like, there's one that I like, but it just tends to, it's a tricep extension machine. It's a Strive one. It's really awesome. And it's the one where you put your elbows up and you push the handles. There's something about it that just kind of bothers my elbow a little bit. So I might sell the machine. I like the machine, but I might actually sell it just because it's, if it bothers me for whatever reason, then it's not being used. So what I, my approach is I want to try to stop, fix the problem, whatever it is, and then try to bring that back in and see if it's something that I can stop. But I just choose exercises that don't bother. And there's nothing wrong with it. There's a lot of great exercises that work the triceps, for example. So I have a decline chest press machine, which is awesome, that I use for like a close grip, like a JM press. And I like that a lot. I like that more than when I do the JM press close grip on my Smith machine. It's just like the wrist position, the way I have to bend, it just feels better. So I opt for things that just generally feel better. So that's why that's a great thing that there's so many different exercises that work. Find one works best for your body. Just because one person loves barbell back squats, maybe for whatever reason, you just don't like that position. You love a pendulum squat or a hack squat or the Smith machine. You love it. You don't need the ego of, oh, it's not, if it's not a free weight, you're a pussy. Oh, you're a pussy squatting in the Smith machine. Oh, you have four plates on the Smith, but that's like two on a barbell. I don't give a shit. If you're lifting for the plates, if you're lifting and you're training to see how much weight is on there, you're a power lifter. That's what you should be doing. If you care about, again, listen to this. If you care about how much weight is on that machine or bar, you're a power lifter. That's it. Now, I care how much weight is on the bar in the sense that I want it to go up over time. But it doesn't matter if it's 100 or 300. What can you lift? Is it a stable exercise that you can progressively overload over time? Some people are going to start at 200. Some other people are going to start at 50. You just got to figure it out. You just got to figure if that 50 goes to 53, 55, 60, that's great. If that 200 goes to 210, 215, that's great. That's the only thing you should care about. The absolute weight, who cares? It's very easy to want. I want four plates. I want three plates. Don't just do it because it's increasing for you. Don't lift based on someone else's strength, because there's always someone stronger. You go on online, I see dudes, I'm like, how is that 19-year-old squatting 600 pounds? What in the actual fuck? Like, there's some sick shit out there. How is a 19-year-old squatting 600 fucking pounds? I've never squatted close to 600 pounds on a barbell. I can't even imagine getting under a bar. I can't imagine getting under a bar of 600 pounds. I can't fucking fathom 600 pounds on my back. I've never deadlifted 600. I've never tried. I got over 500 and then I just stopped trying to go heavier and heavier. I just saw it as like, I don't need to do this anymore. But I'm just saying, it's unreal how so just don't allow your ego to be, there's no need to be jealous. Just some people are naturally stronger. And what's crazy online is when you see someone who looks skinny and they're just deadlifting 600-700 pounds. Some people are just built to deadlift. So this is why when I talk about deadlifting, some people literally sit in their room at night just stroking themselves, thinking about deadlifts. But deadlifts does not lead to hypertrophy. And you can tell by all the people that do deadlifts that are just, they don't really have a physique. They don't really have a lot of muscle mass. They don't look strong. They are, which is great, but I don't care about a feat of strength. I want both. Okay, we're going really long on that. Any other questions live? Dun, 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 dun. Let's see. We're talking decline benches. People hating on decline in the gym. Yeah, I got this decline machine. I kind of wish I got the same machine in a flat bench machine option, but I have a few flat bench machines already, so it'd be very, I have like four of them. I have a bunch of flat machines. So it would have been repetitive, but I would have liked to have that one as a flat. But I think decline's great. You just don't need that much of a decline. It's like 10 degrees. You could have a flat bench and just elevate the front. I think a lot of you would like that. If you want to do dumbbell presses, but decline, just put like a 25-pound plate under the front and then lean just like a 10-degree and then just see. I think you guys would like that slight decline, like a slight decline. I think a lot of you would like that. So give that a shot. All right, fam, let's go balls deep, because then we got to go into overtime. Really short balls deep. That's what she said.
That's deep.
Because all right, fam,
you people.
Hit that thumbs up button.
What do you mean? Huh? Huh?
Remember, we got overtime in just a few moments, so if you're a member, start heading over into the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Again, the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Join the Swole fam officially. Get access to all of our programs, yoga, meditation, so much more. SwoleNormousX.com. SwoleNormousX.com. And we got overtime coming up in just a few moments. What do we have for him, sir? What we got? What do we got? Is that the funny one? Oh, yeah, that's the funny one. So we'll do a funny one at the end. All right, let's do this one. Actually, pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. No, 1 or 2. 1 or 2. What's it going to be? 1 or 2? 1 or 2. Papa's going to ignore the Rumble chat soon. What are you guys doing? You guys talking about? You guys just pretending to be attracted to me as a Spanish person? Shouldn't say Spanish. A Spaniard? You mean a Costa Rican? Okay, let's see. So let's go with the goat. Cerny number one. Cerny.
What's in the box?
This one's called Diets Make You Fatter. Do the next.
Dieting makes you weak, sick, and obsessed with food. It is healthier to be fat and stay fat than to yo-yo up and down in weight as chronic dieters tend to do.
I'm doing research for a term paper right now, and I just discovered this article from 1996, before I was born, saying all these things about diets that people still don't believe. The reason I'm looking this up is because I'm writing a term paper on Gilmore Girls and the food consumption in Gilmore Girls as like a form of post-feminism.
Oh my God. Hold on a second. What are you paying for? Remember, when you're doing a term paper, you're paying someone to do this. So she is taking out student loans to pay. She's taking out fucking student loans to pay. And maybe she's not paying student loans, but she's paying. I'm probably paying with student loans. Paying to write a paper on Gilmore Girls, the food. Yeah, we're paying for her school. Because President Joe Fuckface just gives people free money. She's paying to write a paper on the food that was eaten in a terrible TV show. Say that again. Say that to my fucking face again.
Before I was born, saying all these things about diets that people still don't believe. The reason I'm looking this up is because I'm writing a term paper on Gilmore Girls and the food consumption in Gilmore Girls as like a form of post-feminism. I have to, of course, find the ways in which like women were historically oppressed by food. And then we can say, you know, that now that it's post-feminism, right? We don't need feminism anymore. We can eat whatever we want. And I find.
Defund the universities. I'm loving these protests. Who's loving the protests on the university campuses? Yo, defund all the universities. Let them fucking burn down. Not physically. I don't want people to get hurt. I'm not encouraging violence. I'm not inciting an insurrection or anything. Fuck these universities. This is what happens. This is what happens when you indoctrinate fucking communists and Marxists. This is what happens when you fucking poison the well. This is what happens. The whole country fucking, we all have to deal with this garbage in our society. Garbage. Ideology. Garbage. Get rid of all these universities. Get rid of them. They're going to get rid of themselves. Look, if you're a company and someone has Columbia University written on there, do not hire them. Just don't hire them. Harvard, Yale, Brown, all these. Doesn't mean shit anymore. I don't want any of that mindset. I don't want any of that poison in my system. No poison.
This. This is from the Lesbian Resource Center's Community Voice. Now,
hold a second. This is chock full of retardation. What's this from?
This is from the Lesbian Resource Center's Community Voice.
The Lesbian Resource Center's Community Voice. Say that again.
And I find this. This is from the Lesbian Resource Center's Community Voice.
Now, even the National Institute of Health has been forced to admit that diets don't work. 95 to 99% of all people who lose weight on diets of all kinds will gain back all that lost weight within 5 years. 90% of them will gain back more weight than they lost. This isn't about willpower, it's about human physiology. Diets make you fatter. Current research shows the more and harder you diet, the more you disrupt your metabolism. Harsh diets leave the body to digest its own muscle, heart, and brain tissues before it begins to digest its fat reserves.
And yet today, we're still out here dieting. We are still out here naively believing that these statistics will not apply to us, that we'll be the exception, that we'll work hard enough, that we'll overcome our physiology. It is classic neoliberalism, and it's the fallacy of the American dream. But that's another video.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. All right.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Keep eating cake.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Purge. Tainty man.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Tainty man and the church. Man, go to the Lesbian Resource Center? The Lesbian Resource Center, that'll fix it. Yeah, that'll give us an accurate answer. Because science, right? Because science.
Quite frankly, are attacks
just
on
say it.
Science.
You don't want to stop eating cake. You like your cake. That's what you want. You just want more cake.
Another example of cake gender would be if someone feels like they have different layers or flavors to their particular gender.
All right, we're doing one more, and then we'll do the funny one. We're going to overtime because we got overtime, and I don't want to keep you all waiting. You want that overtime. You want that drive mall gaining, don't you, fam, right? All right, this is called White People. White people support anti-blackness. This is a long one. I don't know if I want to do this one right now. Fuck it.
Why is it that white folks support anti-blackness, racism, and white supremacist culture in so many goddamn fucking ways?
I know of none. But go on. Go off, queen.
Why is it that we support it through our silence, our defensiveness, our denial, that code of silence? Let's not talk about it. Let's ignore it.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're saying to ignore. I hear nonstop about this bullshit. All right. Nice neck beard, by the way. Continue.
All that fucking gymnastics, that defensiveness, the fucking anger.
I recommend gymnastics. It's a great form of exercise. Combine that with elimination diet. You're going to go great. You can do great, Hoss.
The passive aggressiveness, the stereotyping.
Is this guy Ray Charles or something? Is he looking at directly at the sun? What's he doing? What's wrong with his eyes? What's going on here, bro?
The eyes, chico. They never lie.
What's the deal? What's the deal, compa? What's going on? You got diabetes in your eye? Got some in my eye. Oh shit, it's a diabetes. It's a diabetes. It's in my eyeball.
Covert racist, all the shit that we do, the gaslighting, all that fucking shit that we
do. Dude, open your fucking eyes, bro.
Do as white people. Why can't we just leave black people the fuck alone?
What are you talking about? I haven't bothered a black person since... Since the last lynching. Shoot, when was that lynching? Oh, I believe last time I went lynching was a leave black people alone. What are you talking about? Who's harassing black people? What are you talking about, dude? What you talking about, Willis? What you talking about, son?
Why?
What?
Because we were taught that shit.
I wasn't taught to be a racist, white supremacist. I don't know where you went to school, son. I didn't have your parents. I didn't have, you know, Billy Ray as my daddy. What are you talking about? We were taught that, bro. I was never taught that. I don't know what pipe you're smoking, but damn, some good shit. You're on that Albuquerque crystal blue, huh? You're on that Heisenberg tip. Yeah.
It's our culture. White supremacist culture is American culture.
No, it's not. What are you talking about? White supremacist culture is American culture. No, I think it's German culture. I think it's Nazi. It's German history. I don't think it's U.S. culture. Are there racists? Yeah, around the world. I love how everyone calls people, everyone in America, racist. Oh, racism, racism. You know, you ready for this? You know, racism is not a problem when you hear it pushed out there all the time. They're trying to make it a problem. They're trying to make race an issue. It's identity politics. That's what Marxists and that's what communism is. It's founded upon. That's what this is. They're trying to make race an issue. You want real racism? Go to India. Go to China. Go to Iran. Yeah. Go to Gaza. Go check that out. Go to Egypt. Go to these other fucking countries that are actually racist. Go to like Sweden. Like go anywhere. And I'm not a world traveler, but fuck, I'm not also not an idiot. I know I've read books. I'm aware of these other cultures. Go be black in China. See how that works out for you. Go be gay in Iran. See how well that works out for you. Jesus Christ. The only reason you hear about it all the time here, it's because it's not a problem. And they're trying to make it a problem. Shit. Fuck. You know what? People act like racism is a rare thing. You know? Like it's a rare thing. It's not. It's ubiquitous. In the United States, it's not. It's a rare thing. That's why it's an anomaly. That's why they're trying to tear this country apart. You know? It's just, it's the standard everywhere. It's the standard around the world, except here. Oh, but the racism, the white, what are you talking about, bro? What are you going to say, Papa? You say we had a black president? Yeah, for two fucking terms. People don't understand that. I'm not saying that's the only thing. Like, oh, this is proof. But I'll tell you, a racist country doesn't fucking elect a black president for 8 fucking years. If it's actually a racist country. Yeah, I know that's a low bar. That's a low bar example. But my God, that's pretty fucking obvious. You don't see a... Like, that's just the way it is. Obviously, it's not a problem. Otherwise, you know, the vast majority of people wouldn't have voted for someone that they hate. Oh, I hate that person because of the way he looks. Yeah, lead us. What are you talking about? That's just the most obvious example.
It's European culture. We see ourselves as overseers. We ourselves as entitled to control and judge black people.
I've never felt entitled to... What? I've never thought or perceived that. No, but it's ingrained in you just because my color, my skin doesn't have enough melanin. It's just in my DNA. This guy's a racist and he hates himself. I don't blame you for hating yourself. I would if I had a mirror as well and look like this fucking dude. My God, the self-hatred is palpable. Look, if you're an incel and you hate yourself, sure, it's great to be an ally. You're accepted by another group of people. Because you are just shitting on yourself. Everyone's like, yeah, you suck. Yeah, I do suck in this. And you're promoting it to everyone. Everyone's like, okay, this fucking weird dude. Yeah, you're an ally. Okay. Good for you.
White Americans wanted, back in the day, we demanded black people be segregated, right? So we segregated black people for, okay, great. We're going to make our own shit. They started doing great. What did we do? We fucking burn their communities down to the ground.
You just said a whole bunch of nothing right there, bro. Any examples? What are you talking about here? What specifically are you talking about?
And you're going to sit in your fucking silence? You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm anything but silent. I am not ashamed at all. I wonder how he voted. Thanks for burning. As he votes for Biden to burn this fucking country to the ground. Yep.
For not giving a fuck. Every single one of you.
Oh, it's getting good. Is there music? What is happening here? Oh, this is getting good. Let's fucking go, fam. Let's go. Wait, hold on. I didn't know this is going to... I know this is going to escalate like this. Let's go. Ready? Lock in.
And you're going to sit in your fucking silence? You ought to be ashamed of yourself for not giving a fuck.
It's like a racist Tony Robbins here. Let's go.
Every single one of you that can't talk about it.
Yeah.
That spews fucking racist narratives, stereotypes.
Oh, yeah. Stereotypes. Yeah. Yeah. Just good word.
Wow. Gaslight.
Ooh, gaslight. Good word.
Spews fucking racist narratives, stereotypes.
This guy's, you know what? I am convinced this guy's brilliant. I'll tell you why. We're going to keep on playing it, but I'm going to stop you right here. This guy is brilliant. You know why? I guarantee he has a social media marketing agency. This is a case study. You know what he's doing? You know who he's doing? He's showing his clients. He's got a course to sell you. Okay. He is showing how, without any hashtags, check out this SEO. He's hitting every single SEO word. He's got the racism in there, the white supremacy. He's got the anti-blackness. He is hitting every keyword. This guy is the GOAT. I bet he posts this on YouTube Shorts. Boom. Super viral. This guy is easy. Look, work smarter, not harder. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this guy doesn't fucking work. Definitely doesn't work out. The only work in he gets is in the drive-thru, but impressive SEO right there. That's a lot of words, bruh.
They can't talk about it.
It's fucking amped up.
Use fucking racist narratives.
Dude, I'm pausing this again. I'm getting amped. This might be my pre-workout. Let's fucking go. Let's go. I'm getting fucking psyched.
Stereotypes. Denial. Gaslight.
Ooh.
That's not their reality. Mm-mm. Telling black people what the fuck. They should Mm-mm. think, feel, Mm-mm. do, Mm-mm. be.
Mm-mm.
Fuck you.
Yeah, go off, queen.
Do better.
Mm.
Reject your fucking training, your indoctrination.
Ooh.
Question your own goddamn morality racially. For once in your fucking life.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Ooh. Shia LaBeouf instead of Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf. Do something, you fucking racist. This guy's great.
Racially, for once in your fucking life. I'm tired.
That's it? You crying?
I'm tired of what my people have done, what they continue to do. I'm fucking sick of it. I'm tired of seeing people suffer. I'm tired of the fucking inequality.
I'm tired of seeing people suffer, but I won't walk to pick up my mail at the end of the street. Dude, you're suffering. You're suffering and you fucking hate yourself. Why don't you go start exercising, bro? You won't be so pathetic and like depressed anymore. What the fuck is going on?
And you ought to give a fuck too.
No. What is with that dirigidoo music? You know what that sounded like? That sounded like the big long things, right? You know those big, like, long tubes, the dirigidoo or whatever, or they blow through the African things? That music. Jesus Christ. All right. We shall build a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and burn it as an effigy in your honor. Oh, great white one. Holy shit. Hold on a second. Not to rub it in. I'm going to pause it because...
Why is it?
Okay. This guy's name is Dixon White. This guy's name is Dix White. Dixon White. Is that really your name? Dixon White. Can I call you Dix? Can I call you Dix White? Okay. I can't tell... I don't know what's real anymore, fam. That might be AI now. I am so confused. Is anyone else glad we watched that? I saw that video 2 minutes and 30 seconds and I just scrolled through quickly. I'm like, oh, is this guy talking? That was one of the best ones we've seen in a while. That was a great video. Matthew says, how much was he bullied? The answer is yes. And he was bullied by white people, apparently. I think he was bullied by, like, he was bullied in high school by a guy who, like, a kid who worked at Abercrombie and Fitch. Like, all those models, like, the black and white with, like, the abs after they were standing in the field with their shirts off for some reason. I just think of, like, the mosquitoes and stuff like that. They walked over this dude and beat his ass. This guy just has PTSD every time he smells, like, that Abercrombie and Fitch cologne that they just used to pump out of the vents. He just walks. Yeah. Yeah, he just got his ass beat by Abercrombie and Fitch models. Let's go with 90s Abercrombie and Fitch ad. So for those of you that maybe don't know what I'm talking about, I will show you. Yeah, these guys. It was these guys. These guys bullied him. The people that wear boxers. These guys bullied him in high school. It's those guys. Or it's these. These guys bullied him. See, they're in the woods. I told you. Look, they're. How'd I know? I just said it. They're in the woods. Just with no shirts on. Okay. They're actually naked. With no jeans. This is weird. I never saw this ad. All right, this got out of control fast. But anyway, they're naked, holding up jeans in front of their micro penises. Anyway, these guys beat this guy up. They beat him up after they... Look at that. They beat him up after their shirtless bike ride. That's what they did. They were on a shirtless bike ride. They saw this fucking guy playing with his, like... remote control, like RC car, trying to do flips in the woods and like, hey, look at this guy. Let's fuck his ass. Right? They just went Deliverance style on him. Squeal like a piggy. And he's like, wee, wee. There you go. That's what happened. They beat and raped this poor guy. I feel for him.
I will rain down in a godly fucking firestorm upon you.
Justice for Dix White. Justice for Dix White. Dix White can't breathe. Dix White matters. All right, we're going into overtime. That's enough. That's enough. It's too much. This is why we don't stream on YouTube. Fam, hashtag Feffer. Today's soul. Okay, hashtag Feff. And then we got overtime. Love it. All right, hashtag Feff. Let's give away today's swole card. 3, 2, 1. My God. Hit me, Falcon. I got a burp. Hold on. 3, 2, 1. Ooh. Sorry for your ear holes. Goddamn.
Damn. Goddamn.
Scroll for a little Feff. What do we got? What do we got for the Faf? Oh, we have a winner. It is in the Telegram chat, Marissa Lowy. Congratulations. Congratulations. Boy, congratulations, Marissa. Fantastic. All right, Marissa, send us an email to support@swolenormous.com, swolecard 2912 in the subject, and your mailing address in the body of the email. Fam, congratulations, but guess what? Uh-oh.
Finish him.
All right, now I don't make the rules. Haha, who am I kidding? Of course I do. We got overtime starts right now, fam. Head on over to SwoleNormousX.com and sign up. Join the Swole Fam today and get access to all of our programs, yoga, meditation, so much more. We have Summer Swole Specials and it ends on Sunday. So don't miss out. Countdown timers on the page. Go to SwoleNormousX.com, join the fam today, and of course, start one of our programs, 90-Day Dash Swole Season, Scorched Earth, Swole Mastery, Maximum Swole. Try one of our 400 yoga mobility classes. Join the fam and get access to the private groups, the private live streams, like this very overtime. Looking forward to it. It's going to be awesome. And of course, you can watch all the previous episodes because we save them all for you inside Swole TV for the overtime segment. So head on over there, Daily Swole Telegram chat. There's two of them. You guys know that. In the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Join us, SwoleNormousX.com. Thanks for being here. And overtime starts in 2 minutes. We're back tomorrow for Swole Slut Saturday. If you are watching or listening in Apple Podcast, Spotify, leave a 5-star review. Share with your friends. Thanks for being here. Hit the thumbs up button on Rumble. Make sure you're subscribed. Follow the show. Share the knowledge cock with your family and friends that need a little logic and common sense in their life. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, your boy, Papa Swolio. Oh, 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 oh.